How to deal with an elderly narcissistic mother. 12 tips to save your sanity. You thought mom was a handful when she was in her prime. Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, surprise! Instead of softening with age and becoming a sweet old lady, if mom has a personality disorder, chances are good that she's turned into the Wicked Witch of the West. My apologies to all self-respecting witches. Seemingly hell-bent on your destruction of your sanity, that is. At least that's how it feels sometimes. Demanding, entitled, hardly covers it. And you seem to have a target on your back. Haven't you sacrificed enough for her? You never guessed it would get worse as she aged. You might have even fantasized she would wake up one day and realize all that you have done for her. But alas, no such luck. Instead, she is demanding as ever and oblivious to your needs. Now you find yourself wondering how to deal with an elderly narcissistic mother. When you aren't tearing your hair out in frustration, you either feel sorry for mom or guilty for thinking such angry thoughts about a woman who is in the last season of her life. You've been a good daughter, giving until it hurts and then some. You wonder, when will it ever be your turn? Well, while no one can tell you exactly what to do, I can give you some tips that have helped my clients as they navigate these treacherous waters. Just let me take a moment to acknowledge, if you've sought out my advice, I know you're hurting. After years of feeling appropriated, parentified, and basically taken from in your relationship with your mother, you're justified in the fury you feel when mom and the culture expect you to step up and give when you weren't given to. I get it. Your tank is empty and everyone around you is expecting you to come up with compassion and love when mom really hasn't made that many deposits. You're withdrawing on an overdrawn account and there's no one to tell. If you take nothing else from this article, please take in this one thing. In my view, you have no obligation to give to someone who didn't give to you. Everything that follows in this article needs to be your choice. Okay, having said that, believe it or not, some clients experience long hope for growth and confidence as they navigate this final chapter with mom. They realize they are no longer going to live only for their mothers and that their needs come too, count too. And my dear, take it from someone who's been there, you're going to need a plan, a well-thought-out strategy. Without one, you're dead in the water. If you thought she was difficult growing up, well, that was just the small leagues. Mom's had a lot more practice than you have in getting her way, and she's going to pull out all the stops in this last act. And don't be fooled. If mom's outward behavior tends more towards the victim, martyred type, yet she's still entitled and self-absorbed, a covert narcissist can be more manipulative than an overt one. So with that, here are 12 tips to get you through. Number one, understand what you're up against. If mom's narcissistic, borderline, or histrionic, or has tendencies of these disorders, listen up. If so, the traits which make up personality disorders, they rarely soften with age. If anything, they're likely to get worse. Now, when you educate yourself about these disorders, you'll know what you're up against and be prepared better to handle it. So aging itself is a narcissistic injury. So we all have some degree of narcissism, healthy narcissism inside of us. And, well, we feel insulted by the ravages of aging. The wrinkles that seem to appear overnight. The stubborn weight that won't come off no matter what you do. The lack of mobility. It's a challenge for all of us to work through. But for the narcissist, aging is the thing they are least psychologically equipped to handle. So, with that in mind, number one, hope for the best, but plan for the worst. You're better off assuming that things are going to get progressively worse because aging and all that comes with it is, you know, let's face it, it's a downhill trajectory. But when you plan for the worst, you won't be constantly playing catch up to the latest disaster. With planning and forethought, you might even be able to get out in front of it. When mom really gets it, that you are firmly in charge, now perhaps for the first time in your relationship, she may become compliant. The thing is, you have to reverse the roles you've always played. You are the leader, the one with power, and she is the follower. Whatever, you don't want to be on the other end of her whims and demands. It is unsustainable and you will burn out. Okay. Number two, look out for your own best interests. You know, chances are mom hasn't been looking out for your interests for maybe forever, but for a very long time. But yes, of course, that's part of the problem. This is the time to step out of any denial and you got to advocate for yourself. Again, this is an opportunity for you to grow as a person. Besides, if you don't look out for yourself, no one else is going to do it for you. You're better off facing this truth and acting from there. Number three, make peace with yourself and your decisions. Get together with a therapist, a trusted friend, or partner, and sort out what role you want to play, if any, in your mother's dotage. Don't fall into the cultural myth that mom was there for you, and so now you must be there for her. If the truth is, if mom was critical, neglectful, or even abusive, this cultural expectation simply doesn't apply. Your childhood was different, and you need to factor that in. Pray about it, meditate on it, whatever you need to do. Make a plan and stick to it. Number four, take charge of the situation and be proactive. Instead of jumping when she says jump, plan your visits and/or phone calls when it fits your schedule. Take yourself out of the reactive stance as much as possible. A proactive stance is always better than a reactive one. Number five, don't be a martyr. I've seen daughters sink into the victim role and get comfortable, if you could use the word comfortable, but with being the child who's always at mom's beck and call. As hard as this is to face, there are no pots of gold at the end of that particular rainbow. It isn't good for your mental health, and it sucks the life out of you. It's unsustainable. Number six, don't leave your siblings out of all the fun. Just because you've always been the one to deal with mom in the past doesn't mean you have to be the one to take all responsibility for her care now. I know asking your siblings to take part is easier said than done, but if you don't speak out, the chips will just fall where they've always fallen, in your lap. Number seven, get help outside the family if you're able. And I know not everyone is. But while caring for your mother may be unpleasant to unbearable for you, chances are it doesn't cost a paid caregiver the same way it costs you to deal with her. If you can pay someone to check in on her, run errands, and do some of the work, this is good so you don't get burnt out. Number eight, now expect mom to resist help, but don't let that stop you. Mom may resist having anyone outside the family help her. This is for many reasons, but one reason is it drives home the fact that she's not capable of taking care of herself any longer. I know there's a disconnect here. She doesn't mind calling you at all odd hours, yet she's in denial that she can no longer live completely independently. But I've seen this dynamic with my clients and their elderly narcissistic mothers all the time. As long as you keep doing her stepping and fetching, she can stay in her denial bubble. And guess who gets to pay the price? You, that too. Number 9, realize it will never be enough for Mom. Don't be surprised if Mom just takes and takes and takes from you without ever being satisfied. Assume she'll be a bottomless pit of need. If you begin there, you can plan appropriately without chasing the hopeless idea that she'll be satisfied if you try hard enough. That's just never going to happen. So, number 10, this is related to number 9, let yourself matter for once. Mom isn't looking out for your best interest. That's your job now. The truth is, she was probably incapable of looking out for you, and that's been the problem all along. But now, with the stresses of old age, she's even less capable of keeping your interests in mind. The temptation is to endlessly count up all the ways in which she's unfair, thoughtless, and unfeeling. Yet, it won't get you anywhere, at least not anywhere good. Now more than ever, it's time for you to decide to protect yourself. Number 11, don't just, quote, take, unquote, the abuse. What we don't pass back, we pass on. If you just take it from Mom, you are at risk of either internalizing it and becoming depressed or passing it on, traumatizing someone else. Intergenerational wounding happens when one generation is traumatized, doesn't get help, and then traumatizes the next generation instead of stopping the cycle. Vow to see that the abuse stops with you. Number 12, don't lose sight of your life outside of your relationship with Mom. At the end of Mom's life, make sure you still have a life. Don't let the relationship you have with her take over. Realize your time, attention, and care are valuable, even when you aren't valued by her. Hold close to people who value you and replenish your soul and make time for them. Take time for yourself and know that you're growing and stepping into your own. It's never too late. Here's your new reality. You may well need to limit how much time and attention you give her to preserve yourself. Serving yourself up as a human sacrifice doesn't do anyone any good. A narcissistic mom, she won't really notice or care. Only you know what caregiving costs you. You aren't a little girl seeking Mom's approval. You're a grown woman who's making adult decisions based on reality. There is power in that. Feel it. You can get out in front of this. You don't have to let Mom take you down with her through her negativity. You don't have to take the bait when she starts in on you and answer any questions you don't want to answer or listen to any lectures you'd rather not hear. Mom needs you now, not the other way around. Let that sink in. It's never too late to learn what underlies your mother's difficult behavior, set boundaries, and move forward in your life. It can be a hard patch for sure, but you can use the challenge it presents to flex or find that empowerment muscle, even if you didn't know one was there. Hard times can also be clarifying. This is your moment. Use it wisely.